Hi, this is Kim Podlinski with the Roman & Associates team, Podcast 1A, The Interview, the explanation of how someone's life was saved using GPS tracking. Well, we're here today with Camille Podlinski, Esquire, Vice President of Operations for Roman & Associates. He is an everyday user of the GPS tracking device, and we'll explain some of the finer points of the app. So, Camille, tell me, how someone's life was saved using GPS tracking?
Sure, I'd love to tell you about it. Well, basically, Roman GPS triangulates to a very precise level. So all of our investigators, where they're in the field doing case assignments, doing investigations, they're always being tracked. And in this particular instance, we had an investigator who completed an assignment and was leaving the assignment scene when suddenly we got an alert on our GPS monitoring system saying that he stopped moving, and we expected him to keep moving because he was moving to another location. Because of that alert, we tried reaching out to him to ask why he had stopped moving, what was going on, didn't get a response. So what we did is we thought something wrong or something bad might have happened. We called emergency responders. They went to the scene, and they couldn't find him. They said, well, your GPS says he's here, but we don't see him. And it turns out he actually drove off of the road into a ravine, and we said, look at the bottom of the ravine. And when the police went down there, they found the vehicle. Fortunately, the investigator got immediate treatment and was able to get out of this okay, thanks to the GPS tracking app, which was able to pinpoint his location, alert us that something was wrong, and direct the first responders to where he was so they could give him life-saving procedures, get him evacuated, and get him safe.
So let me ask you, where was his phone at the time he was in the ravine?
The phone was still in the vehicle. I'm not sure if it was on his person or somewhere in the car, but it was still present in the vehicle, still emitting its signal, even though he went off the road, and the police were able to pinpoint his exact position thanks to our GPS.
So was he in the vehicle at the time of the incident?
He was.
Okay. So what happened to him that he veered off the road?
Some kind of medical condition occurred that made him seize up. I don't know all the particular medical details, but he did have some kind of a condition that caused him to lose control of the vehicle and drive off the road.
Okay. So when he drove off the road into the ravine, was he in water? Was he on the ground? Was he conscious, unconscious? What were some of the details that you were able to provide us without revealing any privacy problems?
Well, he wasn't in water. It was definitely all dry land. I understand he was in the vehicle. Some physical distress. I'm not sure exactly all the details, but fortunately, we were able to, again, get him the assistance he needed, because we knew where he was and that something wasn't right, and we got the alert.
Okay, and when it alerted you, what did it actually do?
Basically, with our Roman monitoring, you get a pop-up on the screen that says that there's a change in, it basically creates geofencing, so sort of tracks where someone's supposed to be within limits and what someone's supposed to be doing. In this case, the investigator stopped moving, which prompted WebTrack to submit a signal. Or the GPS tracker to submit a signal, which posts an alert on the manager's screen. They saw that something was wrong. They tried to reach out to find out what's going on, couldn't make that contact, and then prompted us to take the steps to find out, to send police and an ambulance out there, since we couldn't raise the investigator.
Okay, now how long was he not moving before GPS notified you?
It would have been within minutes.
Okay, and what is geofencing? Can you explain that to me?
Not a technical expert, but it's something to do with based on pre-programming of where someone's supposed to be according to a schedule, which is in our system and GPS follows it, that if they're supposed to go from point A to B according to the schedule, the GPS expects them to be within certain limits of those points to get between them. And if they're outside of those limits or something changes in what's expected, you just get an alert.
Okay, and how long did it take for the police and ambulance to arrive after GPS notified you?
They got there pretty quick. I don't know the particular details, but obviously they got there quick enough to give the proper aid and help the investigator out so nothing serious happened to him in the end.
Now, was it Roman who notified the police?
Yes, it was Roman and Associates. Was it manager got the alert, couldn't raise the investigator, and then immediately notified first responders.
Okay, and how is this guy doing today?
He's doing well. He's working with the company and everything's a go.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, that he's doing well and he's okay. And thank you for letting us know that GPS tracking can save lives. What else can GPS tracking do according to your use of the device on a daily basis?
Sure, it has a bunch of great features. One, it has a battery conservation feature. So in other words, a lot of times when people run GPS, the biggest problem is it kills their battery fast. In this case, we have patented programming that actually makes it work in a way, and I can't explain it, but it does, where the battery use is less than half on average.
Okay, that's great to hear. And what about if their battery is going low? Can GPS notify anybody? And if so, who does it notify?
Yes, same thing. If there's a low signal, a signal interruption, low battery, or any kind of a problem with the GPS or the investigator's phone, that is sent over to the manager. And again, managers get alerts, so they know if somebody goes off, loses signal. Sometimes that happens in really rural areas, but fortunately with our GPS, we're pretty solid in having coverage all over the country.
Okay, now let's say somebody loses a signal. Is that anything to be concerned about?
Well, not entirely. Depending on certain areas, there's a lack of coverage, or either satellite or cellular. So sometimes signals do drop. What our GPS tracking does do, though, is it still keeps the pings. So once the person is back on signal, you're actually you still see the full route that was traveled, so nothing's missed.
Okay, so you can still see where they're going and coming from?
Yes. So all the pre-populated pings that weren't showing up at that moment, once you're back online, they all populate so you know where they went during that time frame that they weren't dark.
Okay, what if an investigator is in trouble, but you see the car moving, can they alert you through GPS tracking?
In that case, no. I mean, if the car's moving how it's supposed to, and things are moving according to schedule and the investigator has an issue, you won't specifically know unless, again, of course, the vehicle or the device is moved out of the geofenced area, it stops moving, it's going to a different location, and any number of factors. The battery's low, signal's lost, but if it's on course as it's supposed to, then no, you won't get an alert.
So what you're saying is if it's driving erratically or if it's driving in the wrong direction, that's something to be concerned of, and a manager can notify or question the investigator to see if they're okay?
Correct. Now, of course, you know, you don't know if there's maybe a traffic accident and the investigator's redirecting to take a better route. All it does is it's giving you an alert so managers are aware that there's a deviation from what was planned.
Okay. What other features do you like as a manager for this GPS tracking?
Well, it's built in with our schedules. So when investigators plug in their schedules into our system, WebTrack, what happens is automatically the GPS activates 1 hour before the scheduled assignment and shuts off 1 hour after. So one, it's not invasive. It's only on during working hours, and it's tied into the calendar and somebody's field schedule, which is makes everything convenient because it just clicks on for the field work, clicks off when your day's over, obviously in it's tracking for safety, compliance, quality assurance, all sorts of good reasons.
And how would you say this helps a client or someone who is renting or buying GPS tracking?
Well, obviously there's lots of industries that require GPS tracking, the trucking industry, maybe taxis, any kind of motor vehicle related industries oftentimes want to have some kind of tracking so they know the bus industry, coach buses, everything like that. They want to know if, you know, their vehicles or people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, going where they're supposed to be going within their business day. So it's a great system to allow that tracking to occur in real time.
Okay, and what would it do for them exactly?
It would offer them real-time GPS tracking with all sorts of alerts that would identify any kind of issues that arise.
And would it help with billing?
I'm sure it would.
In what way?
You know what? I'd have to research that to let you know better.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to provide us?
No, I think that's a good summary.
Okay. Thank you very much, Camille Podlinski, for joining us today at Romano Search Podcast 1A, the interview for GPS tracking. Again, next week we will be discussing the new departments at Roman and how they will help you, the client, or anyone else interested in learning more about Roman and how it can offer you more assistance. Have a good week. Bye-bye.